your noontime check-in with today's business world and more. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN.
John Hanson in for Steve Bertrand here on the Wintrust Business Lunch. I think everyone remembers December 7th, 1941. FDR labeled it as a day which will live in infamy. Of course, Pearl Harbor, which led to the start of United States involvement, at least militarily, in the war against the Axis powers. But on December 6th, 1941, the day before, it was the start of Weigel Tool Works. What incredible timing and just an interesting nugget of history. Aaron Weigel joins us now. Aaron, did I get those dates right? The day before Pearl Harbor.
The day before Pearl Harbor, that's correct.
And it was your grandfather who started it.
That is correct.
And your grandfather was German, right?
Yes, he immigrated from Germany about a decade prior to that and got into the business and just started it up.
So when the company started, talk us through what you guys did and what you guys do now, 76 years later.
So my grandfather immigrated from Germany. He went ahead and started the business the day before Pearl Harbor was bombed because he was working in a competitor company and thought he can do it on his own. So my grandmother financed him, and he went ahead and did that, and it's just flourished since then. He started off building tools for customers locally, and then in 1968, my dad got involved. He served four tours of Vietnam, and then he got off, got out of the Navy, and started working with my grandfather. He then transformed the business to go from just tool and die making to now getting to metal stamping, which is what the production of all those dies that we produce, and that's pretty much our core business today.
Can you elaborate what metal stamping is? When I think of that, I think of like a metal like label on a plane or something or a tank, but it's much more involved and technical than that.
Much more involved. So what metal stamping comprises of is we'll take processed materials of coils of metal, and we'll put them through a mechanical press, or now they have technology with a servo press, with a die that was designed and built by us, and that will transform the metal where you're cutting, you're forming, you're coining, and producing components that customers are giving us blueprints on to produce, mass produce in large quantities.
I don't know if you're allowed to give us any of the names of the companies you work for or customers, but you're more than welcome to here. But yeah, what sorts of customers do you guys have?
Well, they go into all automotive components. I mean, I don't think there's a car made today in mass produce that we don't have components in. So
really?
We have a lot of content in a lot of cars, especially now with the way the cars are evolving more to be smart cars and having the sensor technology, vision systems, and backup cameras. And, you know, the types of metal that we process are all copper-based products that have a lot of electricity going through. And so that's where we're seeing a lot of our growth.
You mentioned all these new technologies in cars and stuff. Does that have an impact on your business? Do you guys have to be nimble and change? Or is the core of what you guys produce remain the same for decades?
We adapt to tooling techniques, but as far as the product lines are concerned, we don't get into product design with our customers. They give us the products that they want us to mass produce, and we'll come up with the designs and technology to mass produce those components.
You say that a lot of your competitors have gotten rid of making tools in their shops and turned to outsourcing. Why have you guys not done that?
It is a core competency that makes us a world-class supplier. I mean, I find that the marketplace, even though they want to have low cost and everything, they want to make sure that you can go to one facility to do the whole thing. And now we're talking about prototyping, designing, and building the tools and then mass producing. So it's kind of a one-stop shop, and it's an expense. I mean, it's hard to maintain because, you know, we don't see a lot of skilled labor getting into the trade. And so, you know, one of the things that we're leaders around in the area is trying to get more people into the trade and training them with this skill set that hopefully it doesn't get lost in the mix here, because a lot of them are not getting into this trade.
With unemployment continuing to creep downward, obviously people can pick and choose between jobs. Do you guys find that you are continually hiring skilled workers, or you need more workers, or do you guys find that your employees are happy and they stay?
Our turnover rate is 1-2% a year.
Really?
It's excellent. We've got a very good family environment. So the retention of employees at Weigel Toolworks is phenomenal. It's getting new people in, and it's not because of anything other than the fact that what you just described, you know, unemployment is at record lows, and I think that I would say all companies, all industries are all striving to try to get the labor into their companies, and we're struggling with that as well. It's one of the long-term issues that I have with growth. I mean, so that is a concern of mine.
All right, I got to mention, I have to correct myself. It's Weigel then.
That's right.
So I work for a company called Weigel, so that messed me up.
Well, Weigel is pretty famous around here in Chicago, Tim Weigel. Yes.
So
that's why I get the Weigel a lot. I'm kind of used to it now.
Weigel Tool Works. Okay, when you think of these companies, especially in the industrial atmosphere, you sometimes think of not good environmental partners, but you guys pride yourselves on being friends with the environment, as you say.
Absolutely. I mean, we, you know, with now the certifications and audits that we have with all of our major customers. We recently just got certified with the IATF 16949, which requires us to be environmental friendly and make sure that we are conscientious of what we do with how we process our scrap, our trash, and all that, so that we are complying with what all the OEMs are directing.
Now, 76 years ago, you said it was Grandmother Weagle who helped Grandfather Weagle start up the business. But obviously, in this day and age, you need help along the way, and Wintrust has been a great partner for you guys.
They've been fantastic. I mean, with the growth that we have, you have to have the financing to back it up. And, you know, I hear a lot of people want to call banks just a commodity debt, but I look at them as a very, very strategic partner. I mean, you know, when I got involved with them, it was a very easy transition. I mean, I dealt directly with the president, and I've got tremendous bankers that I've dealt with over the last 8-9 years. They assign you bankers that know the industry, that know your business, and they see what type of financing that you require in order to grow your business, and that's where I'm at today. The bankers that I've had assigned to me has been phenomenal. They're well equipped to help me grow my business. And you know, when I first started with them, I think I had 2 plants at a time and 39 employees. Or we're up to 140 with 4 plants.
Wow!
And now I have a joint venture set up with an international company too. And I could not have done any of that without the backing of Wintrust and their financial help.
Weagle Toolworks, that's W-I-E-G-E-L, toolworks.com. You can request a quote online or give them a call, 877-338-3064. Aaron, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.